101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. And did I play Johnny Cash's Hurt because Jason is still out, unfortunately, under the weather?
Yes.
No, I just, the clock was all wrong, so I had to do some Hodge to FM. That's all right. Nick and Emily are here, and we are going to continue on bringing you some more of our best of 2021, as well as some OG Nick and Emily content.
Yep, hopefully.
You asked for it. You got it.
Hopefully lighter than the Hurt song. That kind of put me in a damper.
Now, I haven't decided which direction this show is going to go in yet.
That song decided it for some reason. Walked in, I was like, what's with this Johnny Cash?
I played a song by Marshmello right before. We gave him the yin and the yang. It's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start things off with some Morning X headlines brought to you by somebody probably, but we're just going to say pants. And I'm glad Emily is here. Even if Jason is not, because I need you to explain to me what the hell is going on with TikTok and Elmo.
Oh, this is my favorite thing to talk about right now.
I think that Emily has been just on the edge of her seat this entire week. She's like, I need Jason to get here and to be 100% so we can explain what's going on with Elmo and TikTok.
Yeah, because I know that Jason would love this. He would definitely care, and it would not make him cringe. So Elmo right now is kind of in a feud. He's in a Twitter fight.
He's what we would like to say. He's wilding out.
He's
wilding out.
People have started to find old and kind of current Elmo clips and realize that Elmo's kind of a savage. Like he says a lot of stuff and he's a little bit wild. Specifically, he's trending on Twitter because there was a post that went viral about. Elmo talking to his friend Zoe, another puppet. Sorry to ruin the moment.
But she's the female.
She's a little
Elmo.
Orange puppet with the tutu.
I don't know if you're being racist to this with the puppets.
It's color.
Fine.
Okay, it's color, right? And so she has a pet rock named Rocco, who she adores. And this one video, she is talking to Elmo, and they're trying to share some cookies. And Elmo wants to take Rocco's cookie.
That's Elmo's Oh, Gabby, can Elmo have an oatmeal raisin cookie instead, please?
All right, first of all, oatmeal raisin cookie. Get out of here, Elmo. I am Team Rocco. That's a terrible cookie.
Oh, no, that's a great cookie.
No, get out of here. Okay, anyway.
Oh, gee, Elmo, that was my last one.
Oh, that's okay, Gabby. Elmo will just take this one.
No, wait, Elmo. What? Rocco says that he wants the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Rocco? Rocco's a rock, Zoe. Rocco won't know the difference.
Yes, he will. You can't have that cookie, Elmo. Rocco wants to eat it.
How is Rocco going to eat that cookie, Zoe? Tell Elmo. Rocco doesn't even have a mouth. Rocco's just a rock. Rocco's not alive.
So that clip is from like 2004, and apparently since then, Elmo has had a long-standing feud with Rocco.
Yeah. This
where,
poor
like,
rock.
He's having an existential crisis. You have to go follow these on Twitter. We should retweet a bunch of these.
I'll retweet them. But he's recently been subtweeting Rocco. And when I say he, I mean Elmo on his Twitter account.
Of course Elmo has a Twitter.
Yeah, of course Elmo has a Twitter.
Well, don't you have to be like 13 or something to sign up for the internet? And Elmo
it's is probably with his parents'
like a,
permission, most likely.
Telly?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Telly's related. Anyway.
No, I think it's whatever hands up is... Anyways.
Okay. Careful where you go in that direction. There's been some controversy. So Elmo tweeted the other day, has anybody ever seen a rock eat a cookie? Elmo is just curious. You know, actually.
Has anybody ever seen a rock eat a cookie? Elmo just curious.
That's actually really good.
I can do high-pitched voices.
Great.
That's what it gets you. Well, I'll tell you what, Elmo, be careful what you wish for, because Dwayne The Rock Johnson tweeted... Yes, my friend, this rock devours cookies, all kinds of cookies. I'll introduce you to hashtag cheat meals and it'll change your life.
Oh.
Tell Cookie Monster to move it over because I'm coming to Sesame Street to kick ass and eat cookies. And I'm almost all out of cookies. Which my favorite part is now with all this ammo, you have a problem with Rocco. Now you're getting Cookie Monster involved.
Yeah.
Keep it like, what do you...
Oh, that's
Cookie
true.
The Rock is going to Cookie Monster now. Cookie Monster is apparently into it, though. He says, me say cookie challenge accepted. Nom, 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 nom. I added the noms.
I love I love this feud. This is very refreshing because I love a good Twitter fight. It's fun to watch, but when it's sometimes it gets a little too realistic. Also, he is not only trending on Twitter, but he's also trending on TikTok.
I saw the video. Some girl did 7 times Elmo was savage, which I think she was reenacting 7 different clips.
Yeah, but she wasn't showing the clips.
Yeah, I read that though. Oh yeah, she was doing that Twitter thing where I'm like, hey, I'm going to do an impersonation of
the thing. TikTok
and it's going to go viral for 20 million people. I'm a Kardashian. Paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. But when I read that, I just thought like 7 times, like 700% Elmo. Like we've reached peak Elmo is savage. So like if you summon the strength of 700 Elmos. Anyway, Emily also is forcing me to play. This is a clip of Elmo on Jimmy Fallon.
This is the one that's going viral on TikTok, and I love it.
She loves the way that he says balsamic vinegar.
There's lots of stuff in there. There's onions and garlic, but that's right, because it's gross stuff. But it tastes good when it's put all together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Onions, garlic.
Onions, garlic, celery, balsamic vinegar.
Tomato paste.
That's a big word for Elmo. Balsamic vinegar.
Yes. He sounds like a man from the Bronx.
Yeah.
He does.
Balsamic vinegar.
Okay, balsamic vinegar?
Yeah,
he'll
throw garbage
funny.
At the Green Goblin. Tell him, nobody messes with Spider-Man in our town.
It's so funny.
Balsamic vinegar?
I just love it. I love it. I love Elmo. This is the best fight Twitter feud that I've ever seen in my entire life, and I want more. More savage.
I feel like this balsamic vinegar thing is like that tone that only young people can hear. I don't get it.
Balsamic vinegar?
Balsamic vinegar?
But I tell you what. For the first time in like 30 years, I'm going to watch Sesame Street. So I'm in there. Rock, Cookie Monster, Elmo. Yeah.
Morning X Sports.
Ah! Oh, if you thought we weren't going to do sports because Jason's out, you were wrong. And man, good day for sports, like actual sports news. Antonio Brown was released by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is he crazy? Is he hurt?
Who knows?
Does he have CTE? Is he brain damaged?
Yes.
Yes is the answer to all of those. Yes.
Yeah,
you nailed it, Emily. You finally got a sports question
right. Thank you. That was a tough one.
And look, here's the answers. Everybody is, if you're not familiar, I was watching fantasy or football this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay Bucks are getting destroyed by the Jets. I love it. Tom Brady looks like a fool on national television.
Okay.
What's not to like? Oh, you have Antonio Brown on your fantasy football team? Oh, sorry, buddy. That's not good. Close enough. And he all of a sudden, I'm literally just watching. All of a sudden, Antonio Brown takes off his pads and his shirt and runs off the field in the middle of the game. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe he has to go to the bathroom. Or is he hurt? Is he got to go to that little blue tent that they pop up and you know? He quit the team. He got into an Uber.
Whoa, what? That's some drama.
Flew out of Tampa Bay back to New York. Mm-hmm. Apparently he had to get to a New Jersey Nets game. Brooklyn? Yeah, Brooklyn. But and the controversy is whether he quit. He is saying that his ankle was hurt. They wanted him to play on a hurt ankle. And so when he refused to, the coach said, "You're out of here. You're fired."
Yeah.
"Go away."
And he said, "Okay."
That's good, Bruce Arians or not, but it's close enough. The coaches are just saying, like, hey, my guy refused to, he was throwing a fit because they weren't throwing the ball enough, and he refused to go in, so he said, okay, fine, get out of here. If you don't want to play, don't play. And the answer is that it was probably both. Antonio Brown was coming off an ankle injury. There's like text messages between him and Bruce Arians of him saying, I think I can go and all of this. But yeah, Antonio Brown I'm taking the side of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But.
Oh, really? Interesting choice.
Look, it's a real thing. Does this guy, the entire sports world this entire week has been asking, is he an a-hole or does he have CTE? Does he have brain damage? And I'm like, he's both.
Yeah.
His a-holeness is super exaggerated because of the CTE. That's how that works. Is you can't handle the issues and you just freak out.
Yeah.
So
you can't handle the heat. Get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, and fly back to New York.
And fly back to New York and go do something else.
Of New York, nope. West Coast. Dr. Dre is currently scheduled.
Yeah, that was almost bad.
Yeah, don't come at me. Dr. Dre could lose millions if the Super Bowl halftime show doesn't happen. Right now, it's set to because this is. I don't think people
like because of COVID.
Yes, exactly. Because of COVID.
Oh.
They actually are, the NFL is looking into possibly moving the Super Bowl because it's currently set to be played at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, home of the Rams, and Chargers. But because there's super COVID restrictions in California, they won't let that. They're like, hey, we're not going to do a Super Bowl in California if you won't let us pack the stadium full of fans so they can all get the Omicron.
Yeah.
It's super Omicron.
And then cha-ching.
Exactly. So they're actually looking to move it to Texas at Jerry World up in Dallas.
Oh, no.
Because
bring it here.
Bring it. Come on. We got you. We'll let you do it. How many people you want to pack in there? But so when you agree to the Super Bowl, which Dr. Dre has done. Also, I should probably do this.
It's like this,
there you
like
go.
That, like this, it's like that,
is that you have to like basically, it's like the NFL doesn't pay you. You are responsible for paying for the show, and if you want to have a million little kids flying drones or holding candles
yeah.
or what have you, if you want to be on a stage that's hovering above there, like tilted Kanye West style.
I didn't know that. The artist is the one that pays for the production.
Yeah.
They just get paid to be there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so... right now, it's currently scheduled to have Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
And so if he is out millions of dollars, could lose millions of dollars if they don't have a Super Bowl halftime show. Mm. And he did just, I believe, get divorced. And so I have to shell it. He's already had to shell out $100 million in his divorce settlement. So, yeah, no more.
Yeah, I don't know if you can risk doing that, Dre.
I couldn't tell if you were doing a reference or not, but...
No, I wasn't. I was thinking about it,
I don't think either one of us know enough about Dr. Dre to do references.
It's 6 a.m. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but...
Well, just
Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement.
101X Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Nick and Emily and filling in. Jason's out again, blah, blah, blah. Just do the thing, Nick. That's what they tell you to do.
Yeah, just do it.
And we did do a show. You can catch it on our podcast page at 101X.com earlier this week, where I talked about how I spent $4,000 on a brand new mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
And after two nights of sleeping on it, it is worth every penny.
Yeah, have you been sleeping better?
I didn't know. I've always had, I think it's been like since I was a kid in my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't been sleeping on somebody's old, used, busted mattress with weird stains that you don't question. Yeah, I know. You just flip it and move on. That's how you get through life.
Okay.
But this one, it is awesome. It's a hybrid Tempur-Pedic, something, whatever. The
Tempur-Pedic with springs, kind of?
I don't know if it's a Tempur-Pedic, but it's like that foam kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All this time, my entire life, I'm 38 years old. I thought I was a hard guy. Turns out I'm a soft guy.
You're softy.
I love it soft. When you just sink in there, it's
yeah.
Mwah, chef's
that's how
kiss.
That's how my bed is too. It's yeah. like a cloud. Everybody says it's a
what
big cloud.
What size bed you got?
I've got a full.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sorry, it's kind of small.
King.
That's
over
a
here.
King.
King over here.
That's a king.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
looking at your Instagram.
Because I posted
that
a picture the other day.
Yeah.
Of my new mattress to show it off, and Emily. Lots of people liked it. Tons, thousands of people liked my Instagram post.
72.
Thank you for the... Now you're all a bunch of facts and everything. But Emily chimed in and had a complaint about my decor. Explain yourself, young lady.
Actually, I have a complaint about the lack of your decor.
Mm-hmm.
See, the bed and stuff, it looks nice. I understand that's like the main point. But how long have you been living in this house?
48 times that I've had to complain about the dishes. So 6 months.
Six? You have nothing on your walls,
yeah.
Nick, for 6 months. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you say like, yeah, it's kind of, it looks like a jail cell. That is a number one red flag. If you walk into somebody's, room and they don't have anything on their walls, that means they're a psychopath.
No, it just means you're an adult and you don't
what
hang
do you
up
mean?
Posters and childish
it's
things.
It's called a child. It's
no.
called decor.
You know what it's called? It's called
personality.
It's called I'm a renter and I don't want to have to go fill in the holes in the walls from all the nails and
there
everything.
There are command strips. There are ways to get around that now. Mm, your bedroom is your sanctuary. You're supposed to be showing off your personality and giving it some hominess, some space. Put up some pictures of you and some friends
after you and a very mean commenter said that my room gives off I'm going to hide you under the floorboard vibes.
I did not say that.
But you can. I know. That
I
was
did
the
like
commenter.
That message though.
And also, you can clearly see that it's carpeted. So I don't know what you're talking about floorboards. But I decided to put up some art that has been sitting in there, and you can see it at Nick Mouth on Instagram. If you can regram that to 101, I don't know how the internet works.
Yeah, I'll share it on our page too.
I put up some art years ago.
Uh-huh.
It may be. Jesus, it might be like 10. I was going to a Granger picnic. That's where my family's from, and they always have a silent auction. And I saw somebody had drew it or painted it. It's chicken art. There's little chickens on there.
I see.
There's a chicken on a surfboard. There's a little chicken shack. The title of that is Chicken Busters. I don't know the point, but I was like, oh, this is quirky and weird. I love it.
So
I bought that from the silent auction to give the church a new roof. Also picked up a six-pack of Milwaukee's Beast. I enjoy the fact that I could buy beer at a church picnic. That was fun. So now I have art on my wall, and you can see it.
So your theme is chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, and I also... I'm going to turn off mine. Okay. I saw you have some items on the bed. Is that a part of the decor, too?
I'm just, you know, accenting and things. What are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah, you're doing my.
If
you know
you
what? My cousin.
Out, there's. I put a bunch of condoms on there that are like also 10 years old.
Oh,
because I don't use them. Yeah, you can zoom in. And I know what you're saying. Huh. That's super creepy, right? I want to do it for coming. I couldn't find any duct tape or rope. I guess I'm out.
Stay safe. That's my cousin actually is one of those set dressers for like. I
TV
guess
shows
stagers.
And films and stuff?
No, not that cool. Just for like Mattress Firm and all of the like the furniture stores. So yeah. I can hook you up with my cousin. Not in that way. That sounds strange. Where is this? What am I doing?
I'm proud of you.
This doesn't look as creepy, but it kind of.
Ignore the comedy condoms, and I think that's a well-decorated room. And like I said...
I need to get you some more stuff, Nick.
Like I said, if you guys can't sleep out there, if there are any ladies out there that are just struggling to sleep because of pandemic times and stress...
Oh, my God.
The mattress is super soft, and it's a king.
Oh, my God.
Room. Oh, my room.
God.
Don't have to touch me. Don't have to touch
oh,
me.
My
that's
God.
That's how much room there is. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Emily, what's the thing we do with the news?
We misinterpret the news so you don't have
to. That's right.
Man, I had to de-thaw my brain.
It's been a while.
De-thaw. What?
No, I think both are applicable. I don't know.
Okay.
Defrost it. Defrost your brain.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave.
It's been a bit. It's cold
Human
outside.
Human head weighs 8 pounds, so that's 8 times 16 is whatever many ounces. I don't know. Just put it on for like 20 minutes. I tell you what, since Jason's out, let's do some fun video game news.
Yes, give me that news.
But to ease you into it, listeners, if you're not a fan, let's do some rock and roll, talk about AC/DC.
Okay.
Which, not really a 101X core artist, but, you know, I enjoy a drinking game as much as the other people.
Yeah.
Do you know about Thunderstruck, Emily?
Oh, do I know.
Okay.
This kind of triggers me to hear in the background, I'll be honest.
I assume that you were talking about the fun, responsible drinking game where every time they say, you have to take a drink, right?
Yeah, every time they say thunder, you chug. It's not take a drink. It's chug.
Yeah, once upon a time, I went and I looked to see what the magic number is where you don't get stuck on like a 2-minute guitar solo where you just have to chug that entire time.
Oh my gosh.
But you know who wants to do some Thunderstruck is the people behind Cobra Kai. New season just came out, I think. I don't know. I'm on season 3. Robbie just got out of jail. Spoiler alert. My bad. But apparently, the people of Cobra Kai have been trying to get AC/DC's Thunderstruck in multiple times over the course of the series, but it's too expensive.
Really?
To pay the money rights. Let's see. They have Molly Cruzman in it, Poison, Rat. Even Dee Snider has a cameo.
Okay, well, makes sense.
Yeah.
That AC/DC should be in there.
Which, look, AC/DC, I'm sure you guys are fine. I'm sure you're getting all kinds of royalties every time we play this at the tailgates. But don't you want to be a part of the Cobra Kai Karate Kid Renaissance?
Do you think any of them even own a Netflix account? They probably have not even seen Cobra Kai and have no idea what's going on.
But I don't think Angus. I don't think there's an account.
They still get the DVDs in the mail.
It's not under Angus Young. It's Mrs. Young or Angus Jr. Apparently they have had to go with a replacement each time. Most recently, it is a band called Airborne.
Okay,
Break Out of Hell, and this is. I guess there's a new scene where Johnny is training Danny LaRusso, little Danielson,
mm-hmm.
and they had to go with Airborne's Breaking Out of Hell.
Hmm.
which is a good karate montage song.
Yeah.
Sure. But I ain't never heard of Airborne.
Oh, I haven't either.
Never heard of this song.
I mean,
sounds rocking.
This is basically AC/DC. So they, whoever chose this music, their sound designer or whatever, they did a great job.
That's Billy Zabka. This is all his personal collection stuff. So
yeah, he just presses shuffle on his phone and
let them use your music. AC/DC, let them use your music. All right, music store.
Give
number
him
one.
A discount.
Number okay. two, the Pope.
Oh.
Apparently, in the year of our Lord 2022, the Pope is a gamer.
Ron Francis, right?
Yes, yeah, okay. Pope Francis. An hour-long YouTube video from the Vatican News Italiano channel showed Pope Francis attending the Paul VI General Audience in the Hall of the Vatican, whatever that is. But the Roni Roller Circus was there. They had a whole bunch of people wearing clown makeup, juggling,
weird,
playing trumpets, doing acrobatics and stuff like that. But they did it to the song Megalovania from the hit indie game Undertale, which if you are under 30, you probably know about this. And
this song is
I love
bop.
It.
So oh, is this the audio from what they played?
Yeah, this is the Roni Roller Circus.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really good. Of course, the Pope has no idea.
Yeah, no.
So they're kind of doing him justice. They're educating him about Undertale. And wow, this is... Can I download this?
I mean, surely someplace. Yeah, or just rip it. I'll show you how to do that.
This is good.
The article says that with the same kind of polite smile your grandparents made during the holidays when your weird cousin tried to sell them an airtight venture on NFTs, the Pope watched on in subdued amusement.
Oh, so, yeah. He had no idea. No clue.
I like to think that he said,
"You wanted to make me cry."
Oh my gosh.
It was a tears of joy.
You wanted to make me cry.
Nailed it.
I went to the Vatican, and I will say they did not play any Undertale music while I was there. Very disappointing. Fun fact about the Vatican, all of the water that is run through the pipes of the Vatican is all blessed, so it's all holy water.
So hang on. You go to the Vatican into the lobby toilet.
Yep.
Into holy water.
Yep.
That's what you're doing. That seems blasphemous.
Yep.
That's blasphemous.
People were waiting in line to fill up their water bottles, take it home, and say that they have blessed water from the Vatican. No, I'm not even joking.
I know.
It was a very long line.
Well, speaking of long lines, there's going to be one on the internets today because Converse is celebrating Pokemon's 25th anniversary. That's right. If
25.
You play Pokemon Red and Blue, you're all officially old. Old AF.
You're older than me, Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, they are.
Yeah.
But they're going to release a whole line, and there's apparel and things. I think we tweeted out a link to it on our Twitter page or something.
Yes, we are tweeting it out as we speak. It's very cool.
Yeah, they've got Pokemon shoes. There's one that has all the starters, your Bulbasaurs, your Jigglypuffs, your Whatchamadookies. Not Jigglypuff, Bulbasaur, Squirtle,
Bulbasaur, Squirtle,
Charmander, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard. There we go,
yeah.
Nailed it. Well, spoiler alert, because they also have one for kids that is Jigglypuff, which is my favorite, and I'm so sad that they are only for children, because I would totally rock a pink Jigglypuff pair of Converse All-Stars. Let's see. When is... Oh, goes
on
sale.
You're going to put me to sleep with this music.
This is an hour-long version. I'm just going to leave it running.
Stun me.
Mm-hmm. It was super effective. The shoes go on sale today at 10 a.m. Eastern, so 9 o'clock our time. So go ahead and log on. We got you the link. And if anybody can get me a pair of Pokemon Jigglypuff shoes, size adult 12. I don't know what that is in children's. Convert it. Do the math. Hook me up, because I will do it. I will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
No.
No?
No, I don't. No.
What?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Nick.
I would. Here's the deal. Every couple of decades, I pick up a Pokemon game. I play it for a little bit. It gets to the point where I'm trying to get a shiny and max and min and eggs and stats and all those things. And I'm just like, this is too much. This is too much, man. And I'm
you're missing out.
Yeah, I know.
Friendship for life.
Sorry, Emily. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. No Jason today. He's still out sick. Nick and Emily here, though. But you know what? I insisted that we were able to do a Nick and Emily show because I have to do some Dear Redacted.
Oh, you need to get it off your chest. It's been a while since you've done one of these.
You know, I'm going to play that sweet, sweet intro music. Yeah, this is a segment. Lots of people have accused me of being an angry person. Jason likes to say so.
Yeah, you got some tendencies.
This is a segment supposed to be to let me out. I would just tell you that I am passionate about truth and justice and the American way.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, Dear Redacted, look here, you little 25-year-old British twit. You will put on your damn spandex and you will play Spider-Man until it's sad. You will swing from a rope in front of a green screen until we are done with you. You don't get to quit at the age of 25 just because you had the highest grossing movie in the last whatever years to go make babies with Zendaya, okay? That's a movie relationship. It will not hold up real life.
What, Tom Holland's quitting?
There's been all kinds of, spoiler, I don't know. There's all kinds of articles about how he's like, I don't know how long I'm going to do it. I want to go make babies. No.
Yes. This is so deredactable. This is so, are you serious?
He must have given up, thrown in the towel, abandoned his sad little masquerade.
Oh.
The good news, all you web heads out there, is that this is probably just some sort of ploy that he's doing to get more money out of Marvel. That's another article that I've seen about how Tobey Maguire made like 8 times as much as Tom Holland. And so it's probably he's just like, hey, give me the Robert Downey Jr. money. Give me the briefcase full of cash. I don't know.
I mean, he kind of deserves it. Like you said, top grossing movie of the year. It's like, you pay Spider-Man a little better. He's so hot, too. Please stay as Spider-Man. You're very hot. You do a great job. It's pretty even. I heard somebody say the reason why Tom Holland's such a good Spider-Man is because he's, like, okay at playing Spider-Man and okay at playing Peter Parker, which...
That's true.
Yeah, compared to all
Tobey
the other
Maguire,
Spider-Man.
Great Peter Parker.
Not the best Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield, great Spider-Man. Not a good Peter Parker.
Exactly. So he's like evenly consistent.
I'm telling you, put down the weights, little Tommy Holland. Okay,
he's getting beefy.
I know. It's too much. It's too much.
I kind of like short men that are beefy.
If you don't want to play Spider-Man, you can go back to West End playing Billy Elliot where we found you. Do you want to go back to ballet? Spider-Man.
No,
that's your future.
He can't. Stay with Spider-Man, please. I'm begging you.
Also, you know what? Seriously, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the biggest movie or whatever.
Oh, no.
They can replace you like that, okay? There's a multiverse. I'll get Donald Glover, all right? Donald Glover still wants to do it.
He's been wanting to do it for a while now. They've been slipping him in like little
Replacement Spider-Man, Tom Holland. All right, we have to move on to some other things because I have to take care of some super important business using the power of radio.
Okay, give it to me.
Dear Redacted.
Yes.
So you send out a technician to my house to bury one of your stupid fiber optic cables, and he cuts our internet off, and when we call you and are on hold for an hour, you tell us that it's going to take till Monday for you to get a technician out there to come hook up our internet? Do not make me see if Bing does a fiber Wi-Fi internet thing.
Bing?
I will switch so fast to Bing fiber if you don't send a truck out there right now!
You don't have internet?
No!
Oh, my God!
They cut it yesterday.
What is your week?
Do you know what I did last night? Do you know what I did?
Did you read a book?
I read a book.
You read a... No
way! I went to sleep reading a book!
Oh, my God, Nick, who are you?
I had to masturbate using my imagination!
You had to turn the pages while you were masturbating?
It was separate activities.
The book didn't
The other one was this morning, but yeah. So maybe that's why I'm all riled up. Maybe I'm riled up, but come fix my internet, okay?
My parents got Google Fiber. They said that they were excited about it.
I don't talk about Emily because this is redacted, but yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. They got not that. They got something different. No. They said they like it.
I'm going to put your name in my mouth. Google Fiber. Come fix my internet that you broke, okay?
Yeah.
That you broke. And also, I know everybody's like, oh, if you just tweet at them or whatever, they'll get back to you. I did. And my man Carl.
Oh, my God.
Carl from Google Fiber got him
a
DM.
Long message.
I know, because he's like, hey, we can, I'll check and see if there's any availability. And he gets back at me and after I signed in everything, and he checks my account and all of this stuff. He says, on my end, I'm seeing that you have the soonest available appointment. Again, 5 days after you cut off my internet is when this appointment is. However, I'll move forward with having myself and my team check for sooner availability periodically. In some cases, folks will call in and cancel their appointment, freeing up availability. No, they don't.
Nobody's going to do that.
Nobody's going to do that.
Literally nobody.
The internet doesn't magically fix itself, Carl from Google Fiber. I know, because I've been sitting there hitting refresh all night trying to have it just magically come back. Fix my internet. Stay Spider-Man. And stop getting sick and come to work.
Wow, that was some pent-up energy. That was kind of fun to watch. I missed that.
I got to sit down now. I'm lightheaded. 101X Morning X. Time for Morning X headlines.
We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to.
Yeah, headlines brought to you by pants.
Pants.
Let's see here.
Long pants, because it's cold.
Emily, I'm sure that our employment status is right on, safely on track. No danger whatsoever.
No, not at all.
If you were looking for a new career all of a sudden, mm-hmm. after you updated your resume and just had some, stared off into abyss for a little bit. Back on track. How would you like to be a peanutter?
Excuse me?
A peanutter.
Like... Elaborate?
Planters is seeking nutmobile drivers for cross-country road trips.
It's like the weenie-mobile, huh?
The what?
The weenie-mobile.
The wiener-mobile. Oscar Mayer, yeah.
I like weenie.
Okay. Yeah, that's a drop. yeah. Planters is looking for 3 recent college graduates, so I guess I'm out of the picture, to drive around in the Nutmobile, which, according to this official press release, is TM in a circle, but also Nut is capitalized. So it's Nutmobile.
So it's Nut.
Yeah. Peanutter, normal volume. But, according to this, they are looking for people to pitch local media, including TV, radio, that's us, and digital publications to inform communities of the Nutmobile's vehicle's arrival.
The Nutmobile.
Yeah. Then you're going to measure and monitor news coverage driven by the Nutmobile and ultimately analyze and recommend strategies based on news coverage. So,
this is perfect for me.
It is.
You know, I really, really like traveling, and I really, really like not doing anything but driving.
Unfortunately, I have you on tape saying that you prefer weenies. So
I prefer a weenie.
I'm going to sabotage you.
I'll work for both.
I was trying to figure what they are looking for people. You have a PR background. They're looking for all of that. PR, social media. You're great on that stuff. So,
I got all that. I can sell your nuts like there's no end to the nuts and the weenies.
Here, I'm going to save you and move on to the next story, which is that it's National Pass Gas Day. Did you know that?
I felt it.
So, here are some fun fart facts for you. Let's see. Okay. They asked a bunch of people in a poll and got all their answers. 51% of the people said that, yes, they will let it rip in front of their significant other.
Ooh, 51.
51%. I don't know if that's like split strictly down the male-female line, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I had a significant other, I would never tarnish them with passing gas. 39% said that they've passed gas during sex.
Oh.
So.
During sex.
First of all, braggers.
I think so.
Look, lots of stuff happens in the heat of passion. Mm-hmm. You just got to roll with it, okay? You just, you're good.
Yeah.
25% of people would try to hold in their on public transportation.
Oh, agreed. Definitely.
Which, if that's a bus, I mean, I guess buses are fair game. Airplanes, though, you're in a tight, compacted area. You're all sharing the same environments, recycled air.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
No.
Let's see here. Only 17% said they would not be embarrassed at all if you let one slip at work and people knew. 36% said very embarrassed, And then 47% said it would never happen because they go to the bathroom when they need to pass gas.
No, that's a lie. Nobody does that.
I think that they do. I think that they do. Here's the deal. I have this office over here, and so many times that I've just sat there and just, like, embedded one into the chair, and then you'll walk in, because we kind of technically share it, even though it's mostly mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad. I'm like, oh, Emily, does Emily just know?
Now I know.
You never said anything. But then also, you'll sit down and just unleash, like, the most terrible burp ever.
My stomach is just the loudest stomach ever, so I have no chill with things like that.
So I feel like we're given as good as we get in that room there.
I have a really weird, it's not a fart fact, but it's a fart fact about me. I went to Catholic school, as a lot of you know, so we had to wear uniforms, and khakis were part of the uniform. Mm-hmm. And because I grew up wearing khakis and looking at other people with khakis as a child, I now associate khaki pants with farts. So every time I look at a pair of khaki pants or somebody's wearing khaki pants,
yeah,
I smell it. Is that strange?
Yes, it's very strange.
But it, like, khakis just look like farts. I don't know how to explain it. But
I can see
when you're in middle school and you're in Catholic middle school, khaki pants are just farts.
Okay. If you say so.
I'm telling you.
That's not one of the
other people
the fun
probably
facts.
Know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm hoping.
And let's see. Finally, of course, do you ever enjoy the smell of your own gas? 50% said yes. Hmm. So much like everything else in America, we are divided right down the middle when it comes to farts.
Mm-hmm.
Transition.
You've been having a lot of fun with that.
I am. I don't want to do this Elmo thing, but we got to. let's see here. Elmo has gone gone viral on TikTok. The internet is ablaze because he is in a cookie fight
with his pal, Rocco.
Rocco.
Well, I wouldn't say pal. His friend Zoe on the show has a pet rock named Rocco, and resurfaced video of them trying to share a cookie came up, and Elmo went a little berserk on Rocco. He's kind of savage.
That's Elmo's favorite. Oh, Gabby, can Elmo have an oatmeal raisin cookie instead, please?
Oh, gee, Elmo, that was my last one.
Oh, that's okay, Gabby. Elmo will just take this one.
No, wait, Elmo. What? Rocco says that he wants the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Rocco? Rocco's a rock, Zoe. Rocco won't know the difference.
Yes, he will. You can't have that cookie, Elmo. Rocco wants to eat it.
How is Rocco going to eat that cookie, Zoe? Tell Elmo. Rocco doesn't even have a mouth. Rocco's just a rock. Rocco's not alive.
I love it. So since then, Elmo has been subtweeting at Rocco. This last tweet says, "Don't worry, everybody. Elmo and Zoe practice sharing and are still best buds forever. Elmo loves you, Zoe. Ha ha ha." And then at the bottom, he says, Elmo doesn't want to talk about Rocco.
Yeah.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson also chimed in, too.
Yeah, Elmo tweeted, has anybody ever seen a rock eat a cookie? Mm-hmm. Elmo is just,
has anybody ever seen a rock eat a cookie? Elmo is just curious.
I'm still impressed by that. You did that this morning, too, and I'm so impressed. And Dwayne did respond. We retweeted all of my favorite Elmo tweets and other things on our Twitter at 101X Morning X. Mm-hmm. So check it out.
But Dwayne, The Rock, he tweeted back, yes, my friend, this rock devours cookies, all kinds of cookies. I'll introduce you to hashtag cheat meals and it'll change your life. Tell Cookie Monster to move it over because I'm coming to Sesame Street to kick ass and eat cookies. And I'm almost all out of cookies. Nailed it. Which Cookie Monster has replied. He's joined in on the fray, even though Elmo putting cookies in the Rock's mouth or something, and just now you're getting a Cookie Monster into a fight with the Rock. But Cookie Monster says, "Me say cookie challenge accepted." Nom 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 nom.
I love Twitter fights. Mm-hmm. Especially
between Muppets
who are definitely just run by 19-year-old interns at Sesame Street.
I don't think that's true. It's exactly accurate at all. But
it's great. I love to see it. He's also trending on TikTok right now because of how he says balsamic vinegar.
There's lots of stuff in there. There's onions and garlic, but that's white because it's gross stuff. But it tastes good when it's put all together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Onions. Garlic,
celery, balsamic vinegar.
Tomato paste.
That's a big word for Elmo.
If you just log in to TikTok You can just hear everybody quote this.
Balsamic vinegar?
Because it's the funniest thing ever. And then he goes, that's a big word for Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
Balsamic vinegar?
Can you say that in your Elmo voice?
Balsamic vinegar?
No, see, you said vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar?
Yeah. Balsamic vinegar? You got to give some sass to it.
I'm glad you're enjoying this.
I love this.
I'm going to stick over here with my farts and my nutmobiles.
We're a little childish today.
Mm-hmm.
Morning X Sports.
Emily, do you know who Kevin Porter Jr. is?
Football.
Ah, 50-50. Basketball.
Oh, dang it.
Well, don't worry. You are in good company because apparently neither does Washington Wizards announcer Glenn Kontzer.
So you're saying I could be an announcer at this point?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not at all.
No.
Because he is in quite a bit of hot water in trouble. Two different things over this. Let's see. When was this? Kevin Porter Jr. is a Houston Rockets basketball player. He was playing against the Washington Wizards. Mm-hmm. And he made a three-pointer within 1.4 seconds left to beat the Wizards, 114-111 on Wednesday night. Kontzer, who again is the other team's announcer, he said this at the time.
Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger right at the right time. Boy, that one stung.
Whoa, what does that mean? That's dark.
Well, it gets darker. He's just talking about because he made a three-pointer. He pulled the trigger on shooting the basketball right time. So that was to be a complimentary thing. That's because he thought that Kevin Porter Jr. was the son of former Washington player Kevin Porter, who was a sharpshooter of his own right. Turns out, no relation, and that Kevin Porter Jr. is the son of Brian Kevin Porter Sr., I don't think he's in the NBA, who pled guilty to first-degree manslaughter in 1993.
Oh, my God.
In the shooting of a 14-year-old girl. Yeah.
What? That is so bad.
Was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. He was then shot and killed in 2004 when Kevin Porter Jr. was 4 years old at the time. So, yeah.
Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger right at the right time. Boy, that one stung.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Listening to that back, my jaw is on the floor. That is terrible.
Now,
that poor announcer, man.
Glenn Kontzer, again, is an announcer. He has quickly apologized, said he wants to reach out to Kevin Porter Jr. personally and apologizes, hoping to talk to him soon. Which everybody seems to agree, this was just the guy did not make the connection.
Yeah.
And it was just an incredibly poor choice of words.
He was just trying to be creative. That's the that's the key.
I mean,
Don't be creative. Just say he shot a 3-point shot.
You want to be an announcer?
Yeah. I can do it.
Okay.
Kevin Porter over here. Oh, he shoots the 3-pointer and sinks it.
All right. I'm assuming you have never heard of Boom Goes the Dynamite. I am furiously trying to find that.
No.
I tell you what, most people have agreed that, yeah, this is obviously a terrible mistake. I believe this Glenn Kontzer guy was like a fill-in announcer.
he's never going to fill in ever again.
They're never
going to ask him back. Poor buddy.
But, of course, who has to come in and just be a wet blanket on everything? LeBron James.
He tweeted,
he thought this was cool, huh? Nah, we ain't going for this. Sorry, but this ain't going to fly. How insensitive can you be to say something like this? Beat it, man. I pray for you. There's no place in our beautiful game for you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Look, a lot of people want to are going to jump down LeBron James's throat because he has since, once he realized that this was obviously a mistake and blah, 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 he's doubled down and said, no, I don't believe that. This guy's supposed to be a professional. You're supposed to do your research. There's all kinds of packing informations and things. And, I mean, look, I'm going to give LeBron James the benefit of the doubt for, like, you know, he's the star of the NBA. He's the primo guy. He's the king. They call him King James. So, you know, it's good that he is trying to get to defend the smaller guys, get their back and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But here is, you asked for it. You got it.
He gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
That's what you want from your announcers?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Right. I don't watch sports.
Yeah, it clearly shows.
Yeah.
It clearly shows. Let's see, Emily, remind me what day it is today.
January 7th.
And that explains, obviously, why you went last night to go see a Christmas light show.
What? Yeah. So I originally had tickets to go see the Mozart's light show that's famous here in Austin.
Super famous, yeah.
It is. Okay. It is. It's a big deal. Sorry, Mr. Bah Humbug.
That was
Mr. Bah Humbug.
I do remember you vaguely talking about this
earlier in December.
In December, yeah. But mm-hmm. I guess this is a COVID casualty.
Well, I didn't have COVID, if you remember.
No, just they postponed it for COVID or something?
No, I had to postpone it. I originally had tickets at the beginning of December, but then if you remember, I had my weird sickness that wasn't COVID, mm-hmm. but I was dying.
It just affected your lungs and your respiratory tract. And stayed around for a while. Yeah. I remember that.
No matter how many times I got tested, it was not COVID.
Oh, by the way, Jason, negative for COVID. So,
Yeah, so I was originally supposed to go then, and I had to cancel because I just didn't feel like I should be out in public with a bunch of people and because I was responsible and gave my tickets to somebody else. Yeah, I couldn't stop coughing either. It was really embarrassing.
So they're just going until January?
So when I was very depressed about, I'm not going to be able to ever see this. I've been wanting to do this for forever. Mm-hmm. I looked and they still had tickets up until the second week of January. So I bought tickets ahead of time, invited a different group of friends who have not been before. And we went last night and I got to experience it for the first time.
And when you were talking about this earlier, I just assumed it was some sort of knockoff Trail of Lights, but it's like a light show.
So you rent a table on the dock at Mozart's.
Oh, you rent it?
You rent it.
You don't buy the table? You don't get to take it home?
I mean, you can't take it home. I should have tried. Honestly, at this point, they didn't really care.
A weird way to put it, if you want to. Anyway.
Okay. You buy a table, and you can watch. It's like this giant clump of lights that has different...
Nothing says Christmas like a clump of lights.
It's a clump of lights on top of a building, and they play music, and then there's little characters that light up on the building that are in sync and sing along, and it's sweet. And I think there's new songs every single night, which is a lot of fun.
Okay.
So we went last night. It was cold as heck. And we bought a pretzel because they serve pretzels and different types of drinks and snacks and sweets there. So we just wanted a pretzel. We bought a pretzel and then some people bought coffee and we just sat around. There was nobody there last night. And I don't know if it was...
Yeah, because it's January 6th.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's because people are not in the Christmas spirit anymore or
Omicron.
Because of COVID, obviously, or because of the cold. But there was nobody there, so I felt very safe actually being there.
The clump of lights all to yourself.
I had the clump of lights all to myself. And we were originally at a standing table without seats because that was all I could get whenever.
But you realize nobody's here.
So we sat down, took somebody's seat. It was fun. And 20 minutes before the show was ending, we looked in the corner right next to our table, and there was a table with a giant bag, and somebody had pre-ordered food online to be whenever you show up to the show. Nobody was there. So we kind of looked around, and we were like, that looks like a big bag. Are they going to do anything with that? Should we,
don't
do
mind
think?
If I do.
Yeah, I was like, let me just yank. So nice. We took it from the table. We were a little bit worried that somebody was going to yell at us. They did not care.
Yeah.
There was nobody there. Those workers, you know, were like, probably already upset that we bought tickets.
We could have gone home early, but this stupid girl on the radio and her friends.
Yeah, they're like, why are you seeing a Christmas show on January 6th? Stupid. Mm-hmm. So we take it home. We open up the bag at my apartment. And I'm not even joking. There was $70 worth of snacks and hot cocoa in there. If you know anything about me, I am a slut for hot cocoa.
Yeah, yeah. And buffalo sauce.
And buffalo. And food. Any free food in general.
Girl's got to eat.
A girl has got to eat. There were four giant pretzels, cinnamon sugar and regular pretzels. There were
cinnamon sugar pretzel?
Yeah. It's so good.
I'm just hearing about that for the first time.
It's so good.
I mean, pretzel to me is not my go-to at a football game or something like that. Mm-hmm. Corn dog, all the way, deep-throated. But... Mm-hmm. Cinnamon pretzel. That sounds good. Anyway, what? So cinnamon pretzel, great. Hot chocolate.
Cinnamon. So there's six things of hot chocolate.
Now, at this point, it's cold chocolate, right?
No, it was in a thermos.
Oh, wow.
And they had marshmallows. It was amazing. And then there were six brownies, six cookies, and a couple of other things, too, that I don't remember. But when we bought our one pretzel. Whatever.
No, they were going to get super high and watch some lights and enjoy some brownies and cookies and pretzels. Anyway.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Every time I looked over at that table, I was trying to justify why we should steal their food by creating fictitious scenarios in my head on like why they didn't show up. So yeah. I was like, oh, what if somebody was going to propose tonight at Mozart's after the Christmas light show, and they had bought this giant just like bag full of goodies to be like, oh, you're so sweet, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And then he's going to get on his knees and propose. But then they just broke up. And so they just can't. They can't.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert: the bag has the name Deborah on it. So I would just like to shout out Deborah. Thank you for feeding me and my four friends last night. We looked you up on Facebook. She's a older woman, and I think
checks
she was
out with Deborah.
Just gonna take her family out to a nice little light show. And don't worry, your food did not go to waste. We had it. We appreciate it, and I still have three pretzels at home that I will be eating for the rest of the week.
Well, good. If we all freeze to death again this weekend, you will have plenty of pretzel to get you through.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Deborah.
Thanks, Deborah. It was tasty. All right, lots of moving parts in this one, but stay with me. So we all know John Madden died, Betty White died, right, last week?
Yes.
Now, we were all waiting for the third, and they tried to shove a Dan Reeves. He's a football coach. No, but not big enough. Mm-hmm. Peter Bogdanovich, he's the director of Last Picture Show. If you Google him, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy. I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. He was in Sopranos. So he completed that triumvirate, and I was like, oh, whew, we're safe.
Okay.
We're safe. Bad news, guys. Sidney Poitier. Poitier? Sir Sidney, dead at 24. That's one. Neil Peart, drummer of Rush, also just died, I assume earlier, but it was just announced. That's two. My guy Jason Dick's been out sick all week.
Oh my gosh, do not say that.
Look, don't worry. He's not a big enough celebrity for the Curse of Threes to come at him. No way. Everything's good. Everything's fine. We'll see him on Monday. Also, you guys really let me down. Nobody wanted to tweet it at 101X Morning X.
Oh, no. Somebody did.
They did?
Yeah. Refresh the page. Do you want me to read it?
It's refreshing.
I'll read it for you.
All right.
It's from Dan's the Man. He said, Jason is out again. Nick is down 4K on a bed to lay by himself with pics of roosters, and it's cold outside, and Emily still thinks it's Christmas seeing a light show last night. Can anyone please tell me what day it is?
Sure we can, Dan's the Man.
Good job, listener.
Oh, wait. That's still going?
Are you serious?
That's still going? No.
10 hours of Jigglypuff?
Get out of here, Jigglypuff. Here. Here's what you want.
It's Friday.
It is Friday, which, if you were listening earlier, means that this is day two of no Google Fiber, because you cut the cord yesterday trying to bury a Google Fiber.
Oh, boy.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
They said that they can't send a technician out until Monday.
Makes sense. The weekend, I guess.
Can I get a hotel? Should I get a hotel just for the Wi-Fi? I'm sure.
You can get one of those hotels that have, like, HBO, too. You know what I'm talking about? And, like, a pool.
Uh-huh. Honestly, the ones that charge by the hour?
Do a staycation. That would be fun.
What is the temperature outside right now, Emily?
There could be indoor pools. Uh-huh. I don't know. I know it's Texas, but
I can't afford an indoor hotel. But, yeah, that's. Let me know. Somebody tweet at me, at Nick Mouth. Should I get a hotel? Because it has Wi-Fi. I don't do it. Does anybody know? I can hook up a hotspot to my phone, right? Surely?
Yeah, you can.
Sling it to the TV?
You can. Please don't show up at my door and sit outside. Like you did that one time and used my Wi-Fi.
Okay, that story is wildly out of context.
I'm not gonna give you the password.
To your Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
I know what it is.
No, you
I bet
do
I
not.
Could guess.
I really
I
don't
I
think
could
you could guess.
I bet I could guess. It's probably something food related. I know how you are with your food.
Actually, food. You're not entirely wrong.
It's rugby guy. 444.
No.
Okay. We'll see you guys Monday, hopefully with Jason Dick and Toe. This is Nick and Emily, and that's it. Just play the commercials. Don't say goodbye.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.